Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Okay, this room is piled high with crates and boxes filled with candles and packing materials. Though there was once some semblance of order to this place, it is long gone as spools of twine, pots of dye, and other elements of candy manufacture have been dumped here haphazardly.
My OCD kicks in, and I organize the room alphabetically.
Okay. That's not a good idea.
No. I want to do a perception check.
Okay.
I'll head down to, but I'll cast light on one of the studs on my studded leather.
Okay.
To act like a little flashlight.
I have a 19.
Okay. You notice that within the room, as I said, it's very messy. There's a trail of blood. It looks like, perhaps, you're guessing that Catalina's throat burst open down there. And she climbed her way upstairs and unfortunately died up there.
She got dead. Was it only blood that came out?
I still think that there's something living in there.
And you would be correct. You seem to notice that the room's very still at first, and there's a couple candles lit, but then you suddenly see shadows moving, and they sort of move around, and yes, you'll want to roll initiative.
Oh. Am I the only one down there?
I am.
Almost.
I am not down there. Are you down there?
Take Omo! And then I run.
Push me forward.
Can't believe me, this is scrumptious! What? No!
They're like, he's half a human, we need more.
I'm not human at all!
I really think this is a monster I've been reading up on, but I'm trying not to say anything about it.
That's fine. I mean, you can talk amongst your allies.
Well, my character would have no idea what this is, because it's like a
good,
really
I'm glad.
Maybe it's some old, song that you learned. I remember an old song about a creature like this.
It's a tar rescue!
No,
what's that?
Oh, there it is.
It's the hardest monster in the game.
They
have an initiative of 40.
You drink enough, you can
it. It has like a fear aura of, like, you have to get born 30 or you automatically run away from it. And all spells reflect off of its armor. And the only way you can kill it is you have to decapitate it and then cast the spell Wish that it doesn't come back to life. Because because it has a regen ability of like 50 hit points around or something like that.
I don't like that guy. Can I be one of him? Can I be one of those in the next game?
I'm a Tarask you, Paladine.
It's basically D&D's version of Lavos.
Of what?
Lavos. You probably know what that is.
Okay, Syros?
Is that like a kobold?
Well, I rolled a 3.
Okay, I caught those.
A nice 3, Snorlax.
And just so you know, I have a add of
18.
2, and still only totaled 3 on my initiative.
Yeah, it's too bad you can't botch an initiative. You're like, I don't even start.
I'll
start. Yeah. They hear a gun, or like a buzzer, like, Olo?
Yeah. 10.
14.
14 and Oilo.
10.
10.
Okay. 10.
Okay.
Stop making fun of me all the time. How are your burgers, boys?
Cold.
Delicious, and apparently really cold.
You guys, you gave me no instructions. That's what you get. Mine was cold too, so was yours.
Hey, burger me! And put some ketchup on it, and warm it up just a little bit.
Yeah, well, if we can go back in time, I would have done that. Maybe.
If I could go back in time.
If I could turn back time.
No, the one from Back to the Future.
If I could find some way, I would love you.
You don't know the song, so you just make weird noises.
I'm trying to think of the one. That's Huey Lewis in the News.
My head itches.
What is up with this Charlie Chaplin thing going on over here?
What's this Valentine's gift?
Yeah, you should shut your filthy mouth.
What did you and Taylor do for Valentine's Day, Dustin?
Nothing. I feel horrible. We said we were going to get each other or anything, and then she got me, like, a giant cookie from that American Cookie Factory.
Hmm.
And then, got me a,
blowjob.
Who's that? But then also,
And you got her a sex.
I got her a sex.
Yes. Well, I made Ashley...
No, we didn't do anything.
Oh, Ashley and I never do anything. Except I went and we always joke about getting one of those heart-shaped pizzas from Papa Murphy's.
Oh, yeah.
And I went and bought pizza crust at the store and made heart-shaped mini pizzas for us.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's the only thing we've ever done for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I hate that because I was thinking, I was like...
That is so gay. I bet you went and tried to make those.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Ashley is a man. We forgot to mention that.
No,
Ashley
was
a man.
She
yeah.
was asleep.
So she didn't appreciate them at all.
No, actually, she
oh,
would.
It's those kind of little mini pizzas. I made those.
What does that mean? Oh, those mini pizzas.
No, roofie pizzas.
Huh?
I love roofie pizzas. No. She's asleep.
She works third shift, so she was asleep while I made them. And then when she woke up, I was like, look what I did.
Look what I did. I like, it's an accident. Oops!
Yeah, no, I took pictures of... I took a video of me eating them, because I made them for her, but then I ate them.
You ate all
she didn't get any. No.
Did you have All By Myself playing in the background?
All by myself.
Did you know that my dad played on that album, that guy?
No, he didn't.
I swear to God.
What?
My dad's cousin did synthesizer for that entire album.
What's
the
name?
And he played on that
What's
song.
The guy's name?
I cannot remember.
Right now.
What's your dad play?
He plays piano.
Mm-hmm.
He did synthesizer.
Is his name Ken, and does he work at Barnes & Noble? It's a question.
No, his name is not only not Ken, but he does not work at Barnes & Noble.
What
do you have to base that guess
there's
on?
There's a dude, there's a manager at Barnes & Noble that always says, like, I did this on this album, and there's, like, no other way to ever confirm.
What's, actually, he is listed on a couple live albums.
Yeah.
What's your dad's name, Cameron?
Cameron.
Look at my...
Eric Carmen is almost Cameron.
Daddy.
I'm just trying to think of what his real name is.
Are you trying to find... him on that album.
Mm-hmm.
My dad played on it. He was not listed on it. The guy actually got mad at him for playing on it. You can look up my cousin, or my dad's cousin, Michael Boddicker.
Okay, let me type in Cameron's dad's cousin real quick.
Michael Boddicker. Look up
yeah,
Michael Boddicker.
Right.
Michael Botcher.
What other albums?
Search Michael Boddicker. There's even a wiki for him.
Two weeks.
Is that your last name?
Less than 2 weeks.
No.
For what?
My last name is Raymond.
Your niece?
So how is that your cousin?
Dang.
You're an idiot.
Well, I get the car. I don't know when they'll come.
What other albums has your dad played on?
We should have like a mini unboxing party.
My dad played with the Pointer Sisters.
We could take it to a bar.
I know.
Guys, look at
make it a main event.
He played in a same show as Journey. He didn't play with Journey, but he was with Journey in the little truck thing that drives them through it was outside,
Zamboni.
Driving through the crowd to
Zamboni.
The stage. He was in the same thing as Journey.
Did he say, what's up, Steve Perry?
Who's that?
Okay, Cirrus and Snorax, you guys need to let me know where you were at. You were just basically up the stairs, is that true?
Yeah.
So these are shadow people?
No, he came down, I did.
From what you can tell, yes.
Do they know the song by Dr. Dog called Shadow People?
They do not.
Remember that one shadow you guys fought in my campaign? Wasn't that fun?
Do you remember the rules, though? Is what he said?
Well, was that the one? Was that the one in the basement?
Is the one you guys could not hit?
The one in the basement with the holy water? Was that a shadow thing? Oh, I didn't know that.
It was a shadow thing.
You won't understand.
Shadow.
All right. Well, I have an Asperger's full of holy water. I forgot to mention.
You have an Asperger.
Mm-hmm. Asperillium.
All right.
You know, since I found out what that is, I see it all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, on all kinds of weird stuff. Like, the book I'm reading, it was talking about Asperillium. Like,
Snorlax, you were up.
Did you buy the
first.
Big book of Asperillium?
I did.
Well, sorry, why?
There's only two.
You're up. You're up.
Even more
Europe.
Of Asperillium.
Right over the big lake.
European? Then you better change your pants.
Only
hey,
in the convention,
when
I want to buy
some
of that guy's artwork.
Off the top of your head, do you know bards get Lysa Restoration at any point?
I don't think so.
It's nothing you have to concern yourself with. Now I can look it up. I just don't want to give you guys a ton of enemies that do that shit if without some sort of small way to...
What's lesser... What is that?
It cures, like, stat point or ability point damage.
Otherwise, it's like, one every 7 hours or something.
Yeah, you remember, like, when Tyler had, like, no strength and then Barbarian?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I have that spell now, which I did. I do finally have it for you guys. You're lucky. I just went back through.
I remember you didn't memorize it.
Yeah, no, I had it, but I was just like, spiritual weapon, yeah!
And then it missed.
Yeah, I missed it every time, and it sucked.
I'm gonna also get hit.
Although we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, I don't know
if Cameron, can we call your dad and interview him about recording on that album? For the podcast. Can we come in?
Sure.
Right. What's your dad's name?
Russ Raymond.
Russ, what was it like when you first met Eric Cartman?
From South Park?
All right. I've been seeing Salt by myself.
Hold on, what are you doing?
On my first?
So he got mad at
you?
No,
sorry,
Snorlax.
Snorlax.
Did your dad, like, sneak into the studio and just start putting down tracks?
Snorlax.
Yeah, I don't get that frustration.
Okay.
Snordax.
Then these guys will be like.
Why does it sound different all of a sudden?
I'd be wands
at home. Ooh, we should have went to the shops and got some less.
Oh well.
We don't know.
We're so busy being detectives.
Very true. You're a detective.
Hey buddy, you wanna go or you just wanna delay your turn?
You don't think it sounds weird?
No. Sounds the same to me.
Does it?
Well, yeah, it does. You should probably be closer to the mic.
Well, it sounds like everybody's far away. Anyway.
Doesn't anybody stay in one place?
Did your dad play on that album?
No, I don't even know who that is.
So far. Ever heard of somebody called Carole King? Music legend.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me?
That's off. Her. That's off. Yeah.
Don't you remember
that
it's your turn? Won't you please go?
Yeah, it is.
Like I'm talking music, to you,
no.
Cameron.
Oh, you're right.
I know
no,
you can
not.
Hear me in
okay.
your headphones. In my hat.
Is that a ghost?
Those are both bad guys.
Where?
And
wait.
You're coming in from over here.
Oh, hey,
I
you
am?
Could kindly move.
I'm right here, aren't I?
Would you kindly?
No, you guys weren't downstairs with us.
This is the bad guy? I watched a trailer for the newest one.
For what?
I want to get it, but I have somebody getting
it. Right up to him.
True.
I'm gonna try to hit him.
Not the next Bioshock.
Yeah.
Infinite.
I'm gonna try to hit him. Ah!
How'd you get downstairs? You're outside.
That was miss. You think?
I do.
Even if I got 20, I think.
All right.
How do you fight a shadow? Next, we're gonna battle.
You're
about
to see.
You got the shadow
you guys
box.
Did it. That, before.
Eric? Will you move the zombie shadow to behind Snorlax, please? Thank you.
Also, if I came in from this, I'm on the wrong side. Excuse me, while I move my.
Dun dun dun.
Ooh,
thank you.
Shit,
I rolled so hard. Alright. This thing is gonna punch Snorlax in the kidney. What happened? What'd you do?
Cameron's song and the cat's all puffed up.
Our cat's freaking out.
Really?
Wait, for what?
Which one?
Because they heard Cameron singing.
Both songs? Or both cats?
Both cats.
What song?
They were just hearing singing and they're like,
they come down here walking sideways.
Did you know that Cameron's dad played on the song All By Myself by Eric Cartman?
He did not
Carmen?
Play on that song, he played on that album.
That we can't confirm.
His dad wrote that song.
Shut up!
And recorded it, and then Eric Cartman just came in, grabbed it off the shelf, and said, this is me, and released it.
Pinocchio's nose is growing.
Well, that guy's an idiot anyway.
His dad or Pinocchio?
Pinocchio.
My wife, everybody!
My wife!
I've
got seven wives.
Hey, do you know how
teacher.
Borat gets on the internet?
Huh?
My Wi-Fi!
Really? When I told you that, it was
you didn't
so
tell me
dumb.
That. I heard
I
it on a podcast.
Too. No, I told you that.
I heard it on a podcast.
I told you that.
What?
It was Adventures in Pathfinder.
That's right.
Why?
Hey, do you know who Borat's married to?
His wife.
His wife.
His wife.
I'm just going to go ahead and guess that a 15 does not hit your AC.
So nice.
Oh, wait, no. That's plus two more. So 17?
My AC is 17.
Okay.
My dad did not play on that song. He played on that album.
Was that song on that album?
Yes.
Ooh.
Obviously, I said that album. I said the album in which we're speaking of.
Do you remember the Christian singer named Carmen?
I remember the most notorious thief ever.
You say seven or eight?
Eight. Miss San Diego. Anyway.
Somebody's phone ringing?
Thanks! Snorlax. Alright, you just ran, sorry. Olmo. Your turn.
That other guy didn't know?
Nope. I gave him separate initiatives this time.
That's cool. They look solid or do they look like shadows?
Well, they look like shadows, but you think you can probably punch them.
I don't want to punch them.
No weapons. Just punch them. Please punch them.
No.
Fine. No, you can attack them any normal way.
Are they evil?
Not necessarily.
Go smite them.
Well, I'm on higher ground.
Right? Well, actually, let me see.
I'll see if you can I think I'm going to sing a little song for my friends here.
You want me to throw you at them?
No, I'm going to sing a song called...
They are evil. I will allow you to smite them.
Okay.
Even though I should have made you detect evil.
I
was going to.
Sing a song
but it's easier
for my
if I just
friends.
Ask
that'll give them a plus one to hit. Plus one to... I'll get the fun stuff. That's what I'm doing. I'm starting my song.
What's it called? And how's it go?
Called... Your turn, so stop bugging me.
This one goes out to Oyla.
It's your fucking turn.
Stop bugging me.
Here's a plus two. It's your turn. Stop bugging me.
Throw me at them.
I don't remember everything it does, so I gotta look it up.
And please pick me up and throw me
you
directly
are next
at Oyla. Them.
Just as a heads up. So if you like to prepare what you're going to do.
Smite!
Which one?
The one. This one.
This smite hurt.
Okay. Have at it, sir.
How does smite work? Do I just say it and it happens?
Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
What?
Basically. You just yell smite into whatever you're gonna hit him with?
Smite!
I'll put smite away.
It's
a hand. I think it's a hand.
What?
It's a hand.
It's a hand. Okay. We just cast Smite on like a mage hand. He casts mage hands. That's spell he don't have.
Eric, do you remember how Smite works?
I can look it up real quick. He's doing the bard thing.
I'm on the page for his thing.
Oh, okay.
So I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's like...
hands on me.
I think you get like a... It's like
once per day, a paladin can call out to the power of the swift action of paladin with one target within sight to smite. If the target's evil, paladin adds her charisma bonus immunity to her attack rolls and adds her paladin level to all damage rolls made against the target of her smite.
So what do I get to hit?
If the target of the smite is an outsider with the evil subtype and an evil-eyed dragon or an undead creature, the bonus to damage on the first successful attack increases to 2 per level of pound 9.
I'm confused. So I roll a
d20? Yeah, you still roll a d20.
It's a 92.
Is it actually just a 2?
What do I roll against?
What do you mean?
Is it against their AC?
Yeah, it's always against.
What are you rolling for? You're rolling the hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got an 8.
That's you rolled an 8?
I rolled a 5.
Okay, and then he gets a plus...
I have a plus 3 right here.
Plus 3, and then...
Plus 3...
The charisma is just your damage, correct?
Plus 3, it's smited, so he gets a plus...
And it is...
Whatever to your charisma. What you had your charisma to hit...
Two. It is technically flanked also.
Yeah, and it's flanked. And then you got the one from my song.
11?
Yep, that's it. 11? That is not a hit.
They brought it up there, though. With a little bonus.
Yeah, that was quite a boost.
So,
yeah, that's not a hit.
Can I not use it again? Or does it not count if
it's
I... Count, if it
it's on that guy for 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so unless you want to move, or do you move?
Or move behind him.
Okay. Goes to Oyla. No, you said, sorry.
Zeros. No.
Zeros. I need no, it's actually the other shadow.
So everybody gets a plus one morale bonus on saving throws against charm and fear, and plus one on attack and weapon damage. That's what mine is doing.
Okay. So all those are choice. Attack.
Oh.
Snorlax. That's a miss and near botch. Alright. Lucky Snorlax.
Lucky me.
Syros.
All right. I come down.
Lurking. I come down out of the rafters.
So is this guy flanked then?
Yes, he's currently flanked.
Okay. Do I get that on a
I don't think
shadow?
I think if they're flanked, you get the bonus, even if you're not the person flanking them. I don't remember. Well, I'll just give it to you. I'll give it to you this game, and then I'll take a look at it.
Okay. Do you get critical hit on dead? I didn't know you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was asking. No, I meant in general. I didn't know you could crit. Usually, I didn't. When the old D&D 3.0 and 3.5, you could.
Oh.
But you can now.
Oh, you can?
No. You can. What else went to the crevasse?
That should be a. Well, plus 3, then plus 1 from your song, right? So that is a 17.
That's a hit.
And do I also get a plus 1 to hit?
Plus 1 to weapon
damage.
Dang. Very good.
Hell yeah, so this is going to be plus 3, plus 1. Plus 1.
Let's just roll that one, yeah.
12.
Holy balls. And which one were you hitting? Sorry.
The
one on this. Okay.
Right here.
You said 12. Dang. I don't know how a shadow... The shadow was just like, do like a mime thing. Like, that's probably what he did. you stab his poor heart.
Aww.
Me.
Okay, so
me
now
again?
It goes to the top. No. Goes up to Sarlacc again.
Trying to hit that little one there.
The guy behind you's already been hurt.
What are you talking about?
The guy behind you has already been hurt.
I turn around and hit that guy then.
Jeez, yes.
Now I go like this, like, ah, and hit that one. And I go, ah!
See it.
Can I do that?
You can hit either one.
I know, but
oh,
can he do, like...
Can I do it?
No.
No. Are you sure?
I mean,
I guess I could do, like,
reasonable.
A very... Yeah, I guess it's reasonable. It would have to be a very low...
Kind of check what I'd be doing here.
Nothing. You would be attacking and basically check. Having, like, a minus fucking... 5 to hitting the guy behind you.
We can't see him.
That's it? You believe this guy?
Are you gonna try
anyway,
it?
You know what?
No.
Minus 6. Fuck.
minus 6. Yeah, so I have to roll a 20 pretty much.
Yes, you always have to roll a 20 at the first.
No, I mean like... If you're always gonna get a minus 6, obviously.
Yeah, basically you're gonna roll a single 20. Since
okay,
it's one attack.
I'm just gonna hit that one guy. I'm gonna hit the guy
you're
already.
You're not gonna try the dumb shit.
If I roll a 20
right
20. Here, I would be
that's
pissed.
That's why we invite you, though.
Anyway, so I'm gonna hit the one that I'm facing.
Okay.
And 20!
Jesus Christ!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
What's funny is hell. If you did do that, you still wouldn't have hit the other guy behind you.
Why not?
Because it's still not high enough to confirm a hit for him.
No,
because with the minus 5.
My natural 20 isn't high enough.
With the minus
perfect
5.
Perfect isn't high enough.
But what's your to hit bonus?
Plus 4.
You crit.
So it'd be 24.
You're
hitting
the guy
ahead of
him.
Plus
5. Right. But then
plus
minus
5. Plus 7. Okay, who cares? We didn't do it anyway.
Yeah, go.
Confirm
roll
your
crit. Are you confirming for your crit? Sorry.
1.
Oh, no.
Fantastic. So I don't hit him at all?
No, you
no.
Didn't hit him.
Okay, just no
crit. It would have been a 19.
I would have been pissed.
With the minus 6.
Okay. Anyway.
That's true, because he has that
one. Oh, that's right, he's got that
11!
And he's flanked.
Are you adding in that one?
Oh yeah, plus the one.
Okay, and you're hitting
he
that
got,
one?
He did 12.
So actually,
yeah,
12.
Yeah, that
12.
Guy just like evaporates or just disappears. So he's like,
but we can't loot him! You go, poof!
Does he leave a coin sack behind?
Yeah, change just falls out of his guy.
I like these guys.
I like these.
They're like sweat machines.
And everyone slips on it like, whoa, whoa, whoa! Alright, you're not gonna move?
Am I gonna move?
Don't move.
Don't move. Don't
move?
Your character.
I just smacked the hell out of him.
You're gonna lick your weapon and just hang out?
I'm saying in the afterglow of that load
okay,
I just dropped right. On his...
Alright, that's fine. Just making sure. As a DM, I have to ask these things.
Well, how come I know what other time I've been able to move after I hit?
You can always move after
you can do one move and one...
Yeah,
so I could be like,
move action to standard
action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sure can.
I mean,
I don't
do
move.
That.
Nah.
But
don't
move.
I'll just stay.
Because Orla's going to try to.
Yeah.
backflip in.
What?
It's going to karate kick him through a wall or something.
No.
Alright, Omo.
He's been a monkey doing that.
Omo, 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 Omo,
keep on singing.
Omo, 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 Omo.
Keep hammering him singing. I think that's not his phone for you. It's just
our
name.
My turn? I'm just going to keep singing.
Are you singing? Okay. That goes to
Oila for freaking combat.
Okay, I do 7 backflips. No.
I don't want to get you in this game. Give me 7 backflips.
Don't miss
I'm going to flank him, or that's what it's called, right?
Yep.
And that will be a 21.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that plus my one.
22.
All right, now we're just getting silly. That's
a hit. I just hit a while ago. Because it makes me feel like I'm doing something.
Like, as the die was rolling, it was a hit.
Do I get a plus one of this too?
Yes, you do.
It's a 9.
That's the damage?
Yep.
Ding.
Team.
It actually gets more powerful because you lied.
I tell the truth. I light the candle
of
truth.
Trying to keep this moving along. It's the shadow's turn. He doesn't really have anything to do, so he's going to try to punch Snorlax for killing his friend.
And you know, our flanks, that's a miss.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I'm pulling like shit. I can't,
the fuck
can't make
the
this
shadow.
Interesting at all.
Did you see Waxy upstairs?
Waxy.
Wait, should we try to...
Remember that one guy?
Can we try to talk to this guy?
Remember
maybe
that one guy with 45 hit points?
Shadow
like,
creature.
Hey,
yeah.
Eric, will you shift him to the door, please?
This guy?
Yes. Thank you.
Ooh. Whoa. Oh, you get a pack of opportunity.
Well, it's a 5
it's foot. It's only 5 foot.
Pack of opportunity.
I do what I want. Alright, Snorlax.
Snorlax!
Wait,
okay.
No, my turn.
Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
Yeah,
sorry. You're just that good at stealthing.
So... Do we just skip people around here? Is that what
I just said?
I thought
one, two,
we were being a little more
three,
professional.
Four, five,
the
amateur
hour.
You just wanted to hit a guy
right,
like
this,
plus
one
like that.
I'm
flanking.
No,
that's
a one. Yep,
that's definitely a one. I have to confirm it, don't I?
No.
No, that's for those.
Confirm
cards.
A one. Yeah. We believe you. You got a one.
Hey, did you know that Cameron's dad played on?
Drop your short sword. Yeah,
so
you
probably
you
got
just
like
more
on
you just like did like a crazy whiff. You're just like you. I don't know. You tried some crazy exotic fighting style.
Right,
that
we'll
you're
go
not
on.
Used to.
That's what I was gonna say.
So you drop your weapon,
Celine Dion. You mean? All
right.
Well, he didn't play.
Now
longer.
It goes back to
yeah.
Snorlax.
Yes. He opened the door.
Out.
Snorlax.
Wait.
Does your dad still play music?
I walk up to him and go, "Nyeh!"
Never.
And then I hold up my
really?
Hammer and I go, "Boom!"
So against the
guy,
17.
I, what's your plus to damage real quick?
Yeah,
plus to damage?
Yeah.
Plus to attack? No, your damage. Like, just your damage roll. Like, you're basically what you're guaranteed. Is that a 4?
Plus 4.
Okay, never mind. Go
I'm
ahead.
Guaranteed 5.
I was going to say, I wouldn't even have your roll if you were going to...
I can't roll 0.
Correct.
11.
Yeah,
he
poof! Just poofs.
Wait,
just
before you go, what do you know about this place?
And it says... Hang on, it's gone.
Okay. Search the bodies.
Perception check down here.
Search the...
I pick up my weapon.
Shadows.
Search the shadows.
I'm just going to feel the walls up. See what
I pick my weapon up.
Oh, thanks. That's good.
Where's that other door go? I want to open the door.
Really?
13.
I want you to,
oh,
too.
Oh, Molly, are you asking her about...
Perception check
13?
Okay. It's the same
it's
thing. It's just the basically
I'm
supply room.
Have...
You can see that door.
Oh, okay.
That there's another door that leads somewhere else, of course. The smell of like hot fat is very overpowering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have smelled
like,
some hot fat.
Don't get me wrong,
my day.
It is sexy fat. All right,
ooh, she's thinking all the right places.
I get a little turned on.
I want to do a detect.
Give me a turned on.
I want to detect traps on the door.
Okay.
Sounds like a heavy die.
Deception check.
16.
It appears to be normal.
I open it.
Be careful, there's a lot of fat.
Alright, you just open it, correct?
What the hell did you do in your pants?
Well, let's just say a critical.
Alright, the smell of hot fat.
Can we start a band called Hot Fat?
is
we can get Cameron's dad to be in it.
Is a bit stronger. In the front of the room is a drying rack on which candles are hung while they cool. Broken and mangled, it sits in a circle drawn in blood and fat. Farther back, the furnace emits a dim light, and behind it stands several enormous vats, each as tall as a human.
I want to do a religion check to see if there's any kind of...
Bats are bats.
Bats.
And,
Fats?
Vat.
Crack
you
a vat.
Also see
a, vat?
A very strange looking...
A vet?
Vet.
This is important.
Uh-huh.
You also see a very strange looking, almost like a nymph, maybe? Or like some sort of creature that you'd have to give me a roll and see if you're familiar with.
I don't know what it is.
We see a nympho.
15.
My character has no idea.
Knowledge of what? Knowledge of what?
Well, with a 15, I just basically just be a plane. Give me a planer, a plane check. Is
that
15?
I don't have that knowledge.
It's a Boeing 737. You can fly. You should be knowing.
Eric,
about
you said
planes.
You had planar, but you were low.
I rolled.
Well, you were low rolling for something else, right?
I don't remember what I was rolling for.
Okay, just go ahead and give me another one.
I'd like to roll.
Rolling.
Does your guy still play music?
Yes.
He's a piano teacher and a voice teacher.
Okay, the creature you see, you believed to be a fae.
Tina?
Which...
What's up,
yes.
Fae?
Tina Fae. Bossy Pants is a movie.
Alright.
I think you're funny.
You're you believed to be a fae, and it's sort of fluttering about. It's fluttering around that sort of that structure described in the center that has, like, a circle with around it, like it made of blood and fat.
So it's like it's stuck in there?
No, it's like it almost looks like it's tending to whatever the thing is in the center.
What did Fae speak?
You just said what they speak.
Fae.
They speak Faces.
I know Fae.
They speak Faces.
I speak Faces.
It's either Fae speak or Sylvanian. I don't remember.
Sylvanian.
I said, "What are you doing, Fae?" In
Faces.
What
you doing, Fae?
Faye and
Stallone. Yo, Faye, what you doing?
I got nothing.
I think I got it.
Oh, sorry. There's also two humans standing in there. And they're just sort of like, they're standing very still. And they're just sort of watching the Faye. And they're not moving.
I want to do knowledge religion. Like, our religion check to see if there's some kind of unholy religious thing going on.
Okay.
Here, I'll do one for free.
23.
Yes. There's something unholy going on.
I know, but if I can tell what it is and, like, what it's about.
I will... What'd you roll again?
23.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and tell you that it looks what appears in the center. It appears to be like something that is used to sacrifice people.
Okay. I want to take out.
The Fae sees you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sort of like, what are you doing here? Like, what, who are you?
I take out my keg of beer and I say a prayer over it and make it holy. And then I want to put some onto the altar. Let's see what this does.
Okay, well, you're not in the room. You're still at the entrance.
Well, I go in the room and do that.
Okay.
Let's see. What other character did you want to play?
Let's see.
Do you want to do a Tara Skew Paladin?
Yeah.
he's like, get away from that. The Baron has given me access to anything I need to do to protect this area from shadows. I'm allowed to have my free roam. Of whatever I need to do.
Does that include making people's necks super fat?
I don't know what you're talking about. That's not me. I'm here to protect the townsfolk from that.
Well, you're not doing a good job. We just fought two shadows in the other room, and you're right next to it, and you can't even stop them from coming.
He's sort of like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, let me tell you again. We were just in the room right next to this place.
That's conjecture. I wasn't there. I don't know if that's enough. Please, if you leave, I need to.
What are you doing? You're not doing anything. You're flying around with two weirdos looking at you. I could do that too, and I start flying around.
Listen, if you have a problem, you can take it up with Stefan.
Take it up with who?
You can take it up with Stefan.
He sent us here.
Who? Alright, give me a bluff check.
That could be got a one.
He sent us here.
14.
14. He does not believe you. He's like, no, he didn't.
Yes.
He's like, now if you leave me, please, I need to get back to work.
Hey, what are you doing? You're just flying around.
I
what
will
work?
Do a diplomacy check with him.
Okay.
Because I'm little and he is.
Well, and
also, why he's doing that, is his neck fat at all? Like, is he affected by the disease?
Give me a perception check.
I got a 23.
And what were you rolling against? Sorry.
Diplomacy.
Diplomacy? Okay. What did you want to say to him?
Why can't we be friends?
Okay.
Excuse my friend, what exactly are you doing down here? Why are these people paralyzed.
He's like, they're not paralyzed. They're my servants. And again, the Baron has given me strict...
Strix?
Hey, yeah, well, this is
a Strix. You get in here. And, again, I need to be left alone for my work.
What does this guy look like? Role,
he's really bright. He's got wings. He's got two wings coming up and two short wings coming down. He's like sort of, he's similar to a gnome. He's humanoid. He's not wearing a shirt. He's got, like, armbands on. He's got, like, a thing of keys on his, like a large key ring on his belt. And he's just sort of fluttering around. He's small. He's definitely a little smaller than a gnome. And he's sort of fluttering about this chamber.
I'm in awe of seeing something smaller than I am.
Tyler, what is your what did you roll for perception again?
17.
17? You can see behind him, past the two people that he has with him, that in the vats, you can, the vats of hot molten wax, you can see heads sticking out of it.
Okay, I was looking to see if his neck was fat.
Oh, no, it's not.
I pull my friends aside and I say, I don't think this is good what's happening here. Should we stop it?
I have a bad vibe.
Yeah.
Says.
Why don't you detect me? And Oquist once, he turns around and looks and says, Fane, Olana, get him. And go ahead and roll for initiative.
What did he say?
Fane and Olana, get them. Alright, and then after this fight, we'll call it.
Fane and Olana, get them.
I got a 16.
Fane and Olana, go. Roll
your initiative there, Fane.
David said 16.
Man, that is a terrible.
Anyone hear him?
He said 16. 16.
Yeah. 1-6.
Olma, what'd you get?
14.
Oh. What'd you get, Olma?
Every time somebody says Olma,
that's
fine.
It's so
the
nice.
Same thing I think
Hamlet. 15.
Tyler?
So, Ilkus can see Syros and Snorlax, and that would be it. Okay, so...
let me see here.
He's one of my awesome other songs. You guys about to get fucking enchanted!
Is this a succubus?
No, it's a fae.
Succubus.
It's an oxidizer.
Okay.
You guys really got traumatized by that thing.
The thing almost killed it. Like, that was...
It didn't kill you guys. It just ate all your armor.
Not mine. I didn't have any metal on. Yeah, it traumatized... What was Mike's character's name?
Makoa.
It traumatized Makoa. He never came back.
That's my guy in Guild Wars.
Oh, that's right.
Do you still play Guild Wars?
No, I haven't in a while.
Well, too bad.
I play all the time.
But
I don't play.
I haven't been playing much of any video game right now.
I'm playing Civilization 3. 5.
I was going to say 3. I've
been playing Guild Wars and Darksiders 2 since they stopped making the game.
Stop making it?
THQ went
out. Tyler, give me a fortitude save, please.
Happens to be one of my highest ones.
I thought I was inside the room. I said I...
You?
Never mind.
No, you said you opened the door. I remember that.
Yeah, then I was going to go in and start throwing holy water. And I was talking to them.
Yeah, there's sometimes you say a lot of things.
Hey, that song you sang earlier
I was being serious.
Plus the door, saving...
Okay, well, if you want to put yourself in the
room... No, it's fine.
Fort save, sorry?
It would,
fort
but
save,
I'm not
please.
Anymore.
Oh, that's only what?
Will you shellac
no.
there?
You know what I say about shellac?
That is a 22.
All right, you feel nothing. Nothing happens. You got
I feel
very
like your song helped me out.
I feel
you know you're not. It's echoing through.
All right,
you got it going through your head.
Oyla, your turn. And he, will you move the succubus? I mean, it's not the succubus. Will you move it to the right, closer to the other way? One more. Perfect. Thank you.
I want to use my second detect evil of the day. This place is definitely evil, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Let me see what the hell he says technically.
Yeah, Ilquist is evil.
Okay, I want to take my the keg of beer that I have. I'm going to bless it and then just pour all the holy water just in all of it I have inside the room.
All right. Do you have bless water? Do you have bless?
Sure does it.
Okay.
Oh, I can't just say a prayer? Well, I don't want to
do
that.
I mean, you can, but it wouldn't be officially, like, magically held water.
There's a specific spell.
I didn't know
be, like, fear.
I have divine grace. What's that do?
I have no idea, but it's not bless.
What's I think that gives you a bonus to do stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a bonus to...
It might be a bonus to your...
Okay, well, while you're figuring that out,
hold on, I'll go.
You get a bonus equal to your charisma bonus to...
I wasn't skipping, I was...
You get, you get plus, plus your charisma to all your saving throws.
Oh, okay.
You might have already added in.
It's just
yeah,
too easy,
did.
You know?
Okay. Are those other two guys fighting us, or are they still in a trance, or can I tell?
Ilquist told them to attack you guys, and they're definitely facing you now. He said get them. So I'll leave that to you.
Oh, he just wants to get us.
Right. Yeah.
So do they look? They
get
do they look
over
a lot
here
like me? Do they look like they are just like
being like mannequined over?
They look like they're like they're under some sort of control because they're very still and they sort of just like turn towards you guys.
Okay, I want to do since I can do I want to heal myself again. I can do it as a swift action.
Okay.
I want to do that and then throw a dart at the closest one to me.
A lot of practice.
Oh, and I should have said, sorry, this is my fault. They have what appears to be tile throat.
Oh my god, don't cut it open and spray it all over us.
You're the one that earlier was like, you're against cutting it open? I don't understand.
No, I just say it has
it. Nah, nothing will happen if you cut it open.
Okay.
It's not like a...
I'm back up
it's not. They're not like... bombs or anything. Like, they're not going to go off once they die.
I was totally thinking, like,
What did you heal yourself for?
I got max. Well, I can only get 5,
like
so I'm back up
acid.
To full. And then I'm going to throw a dart at... Do you have the stats on those darts that we...
You won't be able to throw a dart.
Okay, then I'll rush in and just attack this guy. Let's go.
Jeez. What were you going to say?
Was that spell he cast... Was that, like... Did that make a noise or anything, or did that... Like
no, he just basically moved his hand.
25.
What are you doing?
I'm attacking that guy with my axe.
Oh, you already casted lay a hands on
yourself. But it's a swift action.
Oh, swift action.
If
do
it on myself.
Who are you hitting again?
The zombie one.
And that's a hit.
Alright,
and 12.
Okay, that is dead.
Cool.
This is dead?
Yeah.
Was that a girl?
Yes, that was Oana.
Hey, check to see if this is a giant.
I don't know who Oana is.
Oana was the Fane and Oana are their names.
That doesn't sound like any of the names we've heard.
No. It doesn't. Okay, so that was Oyla's turn. So it goes to Snorlax.
I was first with 16.
Yep. Well, Ilkus went. Cirrus resisted. Spell.
Oh, okay.
Snorlax, it's time to unrelax.
Let's see those crits.
I don't know if I can do my inspiration song again or.
You're my inspiration.
I will say that Ilquist is a bit of a badass, so.
Who's Ilquist?
Ilquist is the guy.
Do I have to open this door or anything? Can I just run through?
Yeah, I probably need to open it since
the close.
So
I would treat
it.
This as like a boss fight, if like in a video game. So
did you close? No, it's open. It's gotta be.
Yeah, he ran in and closed and go. Okay, guys, I got this. Lock. No, it's open. Run through.
I'm running up.
Caden Kaelin is arrogant.
This is
he
dead.
Laying, he really is laying down.
This is dead.
It's dead.
That's what I meant.
Wrapped in plastic.
This is the big badass. This
okay.
is Grunt.
Okay, I run up to the big badass.
All right.
I look her dead in the... Is that her, right?
No.
It's a guy?
That's just the mini we had.
It's... Yeah.
I can't play with these minis. I need to have a...
I'm going to play until you get your mini palooza here.
Boots are huge.
That's succubus. That's what they're... That's what they do.
He'd rather have an incubus.
Okay. I'm going to look him in the eye. I'm going to hit him.
Whatever you think is an eye. But go ahead.
Their eyes are in there. I'm going to hit him right on his head.
Just stare his dick down. That is a miss.
Are you sure?
You rolled a 10.
What if I get plus?
Okay. Alright, let me hear your pluses.
What, 16?
You have a plus 6?
Sure does.
Okay. Well, I still not hit, but...
I have a plus 6 too.
I will tell you it's close.
Thanks.
Okay, that's just higher. I keep forgetting you guys are not level 1.
No.
And we all got masterwork stuff from Star.
That's true too. I did kind of overpower.
I leveled my thing to increase.
Not really.
Ear to hit?
Yeah.
It should have went up to 1.
Went up by 1?
Your tit. Your tit should have went up by 1.
What went up your tits?
Omo, it is your turn.
We'll chalk later.
Yes, we will.
We'll chalk later.
As long as we're not bored. And we have to erase it.
It's your turn.
It is.
It's
your turn.
Oh, I really want to run up there and use my cool iron dagger, but I can't hit anything, and that would probably heal her because my strength is so low.
Like, oh, it's such a good massage. I really needed that. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. This is a song that never ends, but I'm going to summon my fiendish friend. But really celestial.
Slivers?
He started coming in, not knowing what it was, and he tried to attack her from behind and got a two-goal score.
We've all been there, right?
And this song really does end.
Alright, that's when I summoned...
He summoned your little thing.
Celestial Slithers.
He gets to go first, right? Am I right?
Yep, he...
Okay.
But he has flanks now.
Yes.
Are you...
So you're going to tackle him?
Yeah,
it is. Oh, okay, sorry.
Is that your ventilation hole?
It sure is, buddy.
Snorlax. Or no.
Tyler again.
Yes, Zeros.
Oh,
sorry, man, you're so stealthy.
That's alright.
Sure, I'm right up here.
Alright. Here I go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3. Huh.
You can get the other guy.
Can I go right here? That's you can't really cut through that okay. Center. Yeah, sorry. I should have said
just
that.
Hit the guy.
Right, right here then.
Yeah.
Hit that guy. And who is not flanked? Right?
No. Well.
No.
Well. I thought for a second, but...
Nat 20! Confirm that bitch!
Yeah.
She probably did.
You're gonna kill him.
Yeah,
he's dead.
You know,
he's...
17 confirmed?
From what you... Oh, it's dead. Just trust me.
I'm guessing it was just a townsperson that got kidnapped.
You slaughtered an innocent person under the control.
Oh.
That's okay! Well, alright. Now we go to Ilquis again. Who is going to move? I know this is going to cause an opportunity attack, but so Snorlax, go ahead and roll a normal attack, just a d20.
15.
Plus
6.
That's a hit.
That's a left, bro.
That's a hit.
Hi. Well, you're laying back still. Sit up.
Celestial Slither gets 19.
10 things in there.
Oh, even they, even that thing was even
cool. And yeah, that's a hit for Celestial
Celestial
Slither. Okay, anyway, Tyler, while we're waiting for that, will you move Ilquis? Keep going. Stop. Yep.
Why way over there?
I'm just gonna cast some spells on you bitches.
She or he?
It's a
he.
Check if it has a vagina, will you?
When it's dead.
Alright. With a wave of its hand, very similar to what it did before.
What
am I rolling? We roll a d20, please, fortitude save.
So you're gonna add in your plus, is that a 5?
I have a really high fortitude save.
How much damage did you do to her?
Holy crap.
He did 10.
Plus 5, 4.
Slithers does
17.
Does 2, and you have
you
to make
you do not feel anything affecting.
Hell no, I don't.
Does 2, and you have to make a fortitude save.
Okay. Do the damage real quick.
Do the damage.
You said constitution or fortitude?
Forward.
There it is. It's a 10.
That'll.
Okay. Alright, man. You guys have a high forts. That's good, though. Oyla.
That thing in the middle, can I fly over it?
Yes, you can fly over it.
Right,
is that a big bowl of hot fat? Don't not fall in.
Alright, I fly over it.
Big bowl of hot fat. You mean a bat?
Yeah, there you go.
No, that is not. That is the the most, what appeared to be, where he's sacrificing people.
Yeah, 19.
The bats are in the back. That's it. Right.
And 5 points of damage.
Okay. All right, and then Snorlax.
You're very close to not falling asleep this whole time, Cameron.
I know, it's crazy. It's combat does seem to bog down. There's a lot that goes into it.
Don't attack
what
that.
This guy doing?
He's our friend. Yeah,
your friend. I want to kill. I don't like.
Sorry, guys. Just had a dream where a big snake was attacking us.
Okay, I'm gonna run at this guy.
Go behind, then he'll be flanked.
Really? Can I go behind him when he's up against the wall?
Can you reach him from there?
Yeah, oh, I didn't see that. Sorry.
You can't get behind the wall. You're a ghost.
I didn't see the wall from where I'm at. I can't see it.
Okay. Jeez, Cameron. Yeah, he's not flanked, but you can still attack him.
Natural 20. It's a
crit. Confirm it.
You gotta confirm
would you like
it.
Me to confirm
I'm gonna start saying it, but I don't worry about it anymore.
Don't worry, it's an 18 plus 6. Does that hit him?
Yes, that's a
good Don't worry. 11 times 3. I don't even know.
33.
So, yeah. What is that?
Is it
33? I don't even 37. Know.
That's it?
7 plus 4 is 11 times 3.
33.
Wait, what is it?
33.
Oh shit, nobody's already said that.
Okay, after that, this guy is like, he like lets out a groan that's probably kind of childish because he's really tiny. So,
ouchie! So, wait, is he dead?
No.
He's not dead?
No. I think he's feigning being dead.
That's a critical, though.
Yeah, he's not dead.
Did I break it? Is that bad? Is that good?
You broke him.
Oh.
He's just not all the way.
Yeah, he's not all the way.
Hurry up, guys.
Alright, you go to Olmo.
I'll sing my courageous song of awesomeness for everybody.
Okay.
And then it is Celestial Feathers.
Celestial.
I tried to go from behind. I missed.
Oh, we're dying! It was a trap! It was a trap!
We fell in the bat!
We didn't make our fort save!
Okay, Zeros.
Did you go?
Yes.
Yeah, he's top.
Oh, yeah, that's right,
He's tops. He's the top.
Baseball cards.
Not flank, right?
No.
It's got too many people around.
You can see the gang up in the spellcasters. I kind of learned to play him better. But also that he was supposed to have you guys. You guys made your fort save, so.
Getting what in?
Wait a minute. 3.
Alright, Ilquist turn, you guys see a let me make sure it's not this.
Whoa!
Sounds
like
some good.
Ain't that dead and
no water gonna be a
funny, funny? That came in my head for.
What is that?
Stupid dumb. Incensing.
Let's hear it.
I just said it. Camera knows.
Can I combine my two characters and have an awesome dude?
I don't think this is necessarily in the book.
Are you making that?
No, that makes sense. It's not under what I thought it would be.
That's all I know. Is there even more to it?
And if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on a tap. Ouch! Sit on
get
a tap.
Get all those animals and put them on all the archy.
Is that a real song or just from The Simpsons?
There it is.
You
should play that Christian
D&D
game.
That sounds
more satanic than regular D&D.
Yeah, what was it called?
Satan's Game.
S&G.
Satan's Playground.
Satan and God. That's what it is. We're angels and we go around and fight evil spirits.
Fight evil spirits, and these people are heathen and we must convert them by killing them.
That's true. It's a super role-playing game.
Go. Anyway, I'll just tell you right now, he's going to try to escape, and I'm checking to see if that gets opportunity attacks on him.
Yep, the spell.
Well, it's a special ability.
Yep. Spell is a spell-like special ability?
Yes.
So yes, that's an attack of opportunity.
I live in Kansas.
Okay. So, yeah, everyone who's near him, go ahead and roll a normal attack. It's probably going to kill him.
Am I near him?
Natural 20.
Yeah, I got a natural 20 with the snake.
Both of you guys?
Okay. Yeah.
Natural 12.
I didn't confirm.
Who was that?
That was me.
Cameron,
I
you missed, correct?
No, Cameron hit me.
Natural 1. Okay. I'll do your botch in a second. Actually, I won't worry about the zombie attack. 14
plus 3 plus 1
is good. That's a hit. And you guys all hit?
I had a natural 20, but it didn't confirm.
Okay, everyone roll their damage at the same time. Well, you guys confirmed.
What roll?
No.
Oh. I thought he did confirm.
Roll
what deck?
No,
13.
Did. 13, that's what this
you know,
confirmed.
No,
13 for damage.
Well, I thought you rolled a crit.
I did, but I didn't confirm.
Oh, okay.
Yes!
Alright, yeah, he's dead.
Did my 3
you
damage
see, like, help? A, like a...
Did my 33 damage help?
You guys see, like, a sort of
actually,
a portal almost appeared, and through it, you could see,
his
mountains.
I jump in.
And, plains sort of shifting and moving, and they, like, they suddenly switch to glaciers, to, like, icebergs, back to, like, a volcano. It's just, it's crazy amounts of stuff going on inside this portal, and it ceases to exist as one of your blows strikes Dilquist, and it falls to the floor.
I wanted to jump in.
And you nice.
You know...
Search the body.
Look how well with the group here. We've got to make this a little harder for the audience.
Well, you guys are making crazy good rolls.
I
like
know,
what?
Cameron. Yeah.
And I will tell you right now what I was going to say earlier. This adventure, I dumbed it down just the time. Not dumbed it down, but I made it a little easier. This is meant for level characters who are level 4.
So
we're
on level 2 and we're rocking it?
Yeah. You guys are making your rolls.
Yeah.
Says the guy.
Some of us.
In celebration, I do a backflip.
Alright, I went ahead and start searching the room.
What'd you roll?
Nothing.
Okay, and then after we get this room
squared away,
we'll go ahead and call it.
I was just joking about the backflip.
Who is searching the body?
I will.
I want to see if I can rescue the bodies out of the vats of wax.
Okay, I'll get to that in a second. Cyrus is searching the body. On him, he has a scroll of continual flame.
Ooh, could he use that on the wax guy?
A wand of dominate person.
Hang on.
Which is a
flame.
CL 10 and 3 charges.
I wish you would slow down. A wand of what?
Just give it to, just give it to Omo.
Okay,
right
Omo,
now.
There's a wand of something that I didn't hear. How much gold?
Dominate person.
Person. You can dominate all you want, baby. Meant to be. That's so sexual.
Can I rip off his wings and put them on mine?
No.
Also,
not. What Caden gave me?
Gold.
Yes, 348 gold.
Whoa! Wowee! You said that was 3 charges.
There's 3 charges to it, and it's CL 10. Cast to level 10. Yeah, he's pretty uber. Or was. and he also had a dagger plus 1.
Wowee! That'd be something a thief would probably want to stab people with. What was it?
Dagger plus one dagger?
The magic dagger?
Magic, so magic.
What's the damage on that thing?
Plus one.
Dagger are 1d4. But it's plus one for the magic.
Plus one. And it hits.
It can hit, like.
Plus
5.
Sort of 6. They don't break in normal ways. They can hit.
I'd keep it.
Weird. Yeah, keep it. It's worth a lot of money, still. I mean, it's a good amount of money.
Yeah.
And then on the. Bane and Alana, you guys mercifully killed.
They had their throat disease.
They had 15 gold apiece on them.
Yes.
Cheapskates.
And some leather armor. A valuable thing.
Meh.
Okay, and then let's see. Then we'll go through with, you said you were going to try to free the people out of the wax.
Yep.
The Northwest Bat, which is the bat next to the red one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Holds, Oyla Groy, who is the daughter of Lucian Groy. That's who you were looking for in the first place.
Her name's Oyla?
Her name is it's like O-L-Y-A. So, Oyla.
That kind of thing. You have to have respect for Lucian, don't you?
Plot twist, you're the guy's daughter.
Daddy!
I'm assuming she's dead.
The other two hold...
Yeah, they're all dead, right?
Nope. They are alive.
Okay, I want to do a heal on her to see if I can revive her.
Is this the whole...
No, they're all alive.
Oh, she's fine?
Just, yeah, he... What happened is
I
basically...
I think kind of skim the top of it right now.
Okay, good. What?
Let's make sure we didn't defeat your image already.
No. No, you guys still don't know what's
going on. We haven't even talked to the Baron.
You haven't even met the
Baron
or his wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
We were just supposed to come here to see what his wife was doing.
Yep.
Hey. See what she's up to.
Hey, why don't you write your dad? Come on, don't be a bitch.
The other two both say their names are, one of the butcher's sons, Delian, and then a farmer named...
Your butcher's son, your name's Deli?
Delian.
Okay.
That's extra clever.
I didn't write this. And a farmer named Zona.
Okay.
Freeing the prisoner from wax, I'm assuming you'd like to do that?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a strength roll. I would recommend aiding.
That's a natural 20?
No, he got a natural 20.
Okay. Alright, you just ripped three, who were you grabbing? I guess it doesn't matter. We'll say you pulled the girl from first. Alright, you free, Alia.
Alia?
Whatever. From, the vat.
I thought there's Anya.
No, this is somebody else.
I'm not paying attention.
Nope.
You are not. Alright, and then the other two prisoners, if someone else wants to try, or if you want to keep using your Uber strength to pull them.
I should have fucking gonna try with my
shirt. The 10?
The 10 does not do that.
I'll try.
You guys, this is something you can keep doing.
I'll aid. Okay, I'm not gonna try.
Cameron.
Yes? You got good strength.
Yeah,
actually.
What are you doing?
I
crit, that's what I do. I hang out until
I got a 16, and that could be a 14. 20.
Okay, Holdo's able to pull someone out.
I got a 20.
You fucker, look at me!
He needs a boost, though. You guys, like, hold him up. Alright, and then, who was it?
I got a 20.
Okay, again?
Well, it's 17 plus 3.
20. Okay, so yeah, all three of the prisoners were taken out.
What about the other vats? Is there anybody else in it?
No. The other vat contains...
liquid gold.
Because I'm a vat.
The other vat, it looks like it was like possibly the belongings of some of the people that were disappeared. You're not sure. But the other vat contains two sets of studded leather armor, a masterwork chain shirt, four daggers, a masterwork short sword.
There's
a sword.
Does chain shirt, what does that have against,
We can look up the stats after we're done.
Alright.
A composite short bow, plus one strength bonus.
This guy's not very strong.
And 15 arrows. And to top it off, a potion of cure moderate wounds. So you guys got a good heyday here. And of course, this is all designed for level 4 characters, but I'm not going to change the chart.
Should increase it.
Because you guys did good with your good rolling.
Can we return the daughter real quick, or we'll save that for next time?
We'll send it there.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.